too.
以弗所书第二章十一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 11.
以弗所书第二章十一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 11.
所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，证明原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。
Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands.
12节。 那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的租约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promises, having no hope and without God in the world.
13节，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，借着他的血，已经得亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ.
我们跳过来看19节。
Let's skip to verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅。 是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
20节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。Built
upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
21节，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
21, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
22节，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
22, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
我们在这里看到保罗写信给以弗所教会的书信。
Here is a letter from Paul to the church in Ephesus.
因为以弗所这个地区的人都是。 本来都是没有信耶稣的一些非犹太人，他们称之为外邦人。The
members of the church in Ephesus originally they are non-Jews and they were originally known as the Gentiles.
但是现在得到主耶稣的救赎，他们能够被拯救。Now
that they have received the word of the Lord, they are now saved.
成为能够相信耶稣，成为基督的门徒。
They are now believers of Christ and are called Christians.
所以这些外邦人跟犹太人就可以在基督耶稣里面合而为一。So
the Jews and the Gentiles can now be united in Christ.
成为一家人。They
can be one family.
因此呢，就写信给以弗所教会的信徒，叫他们要有存着感恩的心来领受这样的恩典。And
therefore Paul wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus, telling them to have a thankful heart.
以前是远离神的人。 现在却能够在基督里面已经可以亲近了。In
the past, they were separated from Christ, but now they can be close to Him.
现在已经不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
They're no longer strangers and sojourners, but rather they're of one nation with God.
并且被建造在基督耶稣的根基上。And
they're built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
成为神的圣殿。
To become a holy temple of the Lord.
是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
It is a dwelling place where the Lord's Spirit is.
因此呢，我们说这个是一个神的家，但是我们也应该要如何来建造这个神的家？
Therefore, we call this place the house of God, but we must also ask ourselves, how do we build this house of God?
这好像是一个圣殿，也要经过一段时间的建造。
This looks like a holy temple which needs time to construct.
各房各厅都要如何来建造合并在一起。
Everybody must unite together to build the structure.
而这样成为神的圣殿，能够来荣耀神的圣名。
When you complete this construction, it will be the holy temple of God to give praises to God.
因此我们今天能够成为这神家里的人，一方面要感谢神的恩典。
Therefore, as members of the household of God, we give thanks to God.
一方面我们要努力地来建造。 这个神的家,
On the other hand, we must also work hard to be a family member of God.
而且这神家也是圣殿。
And this family or this household of God is also the holy temple.
我们不再做外人和客旅。
We're no longer strangers and sojourners.
啊，什么叫外人呢？
What does it mean to be a stranger?
外人就是没有关系的啊的一种啊，你跟你啊，你是你，我是我。
A stranger means someone who is not related to you.
啊，我不认识你，你也不认识我。
I do not know you, you do not know me.
好像是路上的啊陌生人一样。
We don't know each other as if we're strangers on the streets.
我们是路人甲啊，路人乙。
We're stranger A and stranger B.
但是呢，我们已经不是外人了，我们应该要互相认识。
But now we are no longer strangers. We know each other.
在教会，我们是一家人。我要认识你的名字，你应该认识我的名字。
In the house of God, we in the church, we are one family. You should know my name, and I should know yours.
我们每个人都有责任要去认识其他的家人。
We have this responsibility to know the members of our own household.
所以首先我们要问问自己说，我现在在这个教会，在这个家庭里面，我到底认识多少人？
Therefore, the first question you must ask yourself is, how many people do you know in this church?
所以呢，我们如果算一算呢，我如果还有不认识的人，那就是我的不对，我应该要学习赶快去认识他们。
And after counting, if you find that there are members you do not know, then it is your fault, and you should get to know them.
因此，有些教会就推动了挂名牌运动。
Therefore, some church has this campaign of putting on name tags.
每一位弟兄姐妹都有一个名牌。
Everyone has a name tag.
啊，那就名牌就挂在那个后面的接待桌上。
And the name tags are placed on the reception desk.
每一位信徒来到教会，首先去找他的名牌，然后要挂起来。
And when members come to church, the first thing they do is go find their own tags.
这样子呢，我们碰面的时候呢，就能够看到名牌，就知道他叫什么名字。
Therefore, when members meet each other in the church, they can look at their name tags to know the names.
这个挂名牌的运动呢，啊，目的就是要让弟兄姐妹互相认识。
This campaign of putting on name tags is so that members can know each other.
因为我们有时候呢，把人的名字问过一次，下次忘记了，要再问第二次就不好意思了。
Because sometimes we find it embarrassing that we do not remember the names of the members of our own household.
所以呢，我们如果挂了名牌，就可以比较容易想起啊，比较容易记得他的名字。
Therefore, with the name tags, we would know the names of our members.
但是呢，挂名牌还不够。
But putting on a name tag is not enough.
我们会最好是聚会完结束以后，还可以留下十分钟，大家来互相聊天谈话。
It's also best that if you could stay behind after the service for a short period of time to get to know one another.
啊，能够问问最近的状况好不好？
You could ask each other how they are doing.
啊，就好像最近呢，啊，是不是看你好像声音怪怪的，是不是感冒咳嗽了？
Oh, we can ask that you sound weird this week. Are you having a cold?
我们这样的一种问候啊，跟关怀呢，就是一种温暖的啊，一种打招呼。
And our concern is actually a very good way of saying hi.
而不要说聚会完后啊，大家就鸟兽散了，好像不到五分钟，教会是空空的了。
So we do not like to see that members leave the church after the service is over. It's like unto birds being scattered.
因为呢，如果教会是这么的冷淡的话，那就不是一个家庭。
If the church is so cold, then it's no longer a family.
为什么我们不能够多一点时间去关心我们的家人呢？
Why can't we spend a bit more time to show your care and concern for your family members?
比如说，我们看到教会有几位姐妹已经怀孕了，肚子大了，我们就去关心她们的这个怀孕的状况好不好？
For example, if you see a few sisters who are pregnant, you can ask them how they're doing during their pregnancy.
我们这样的一种简单的问候，其实就是一种家人之间的关怀。
A simple question is the way you show your concern to your family members.
或者是我们看到有人老人家是拿着拐杖在走路的，我们可以在旁边扶着他，慢慢的走。
Or if you see this, the elders of the church walking with a cane, then you can go and help them.
这就是个简单的一种关怀的动作。
And this is a simple action to show your care and concern.
这就是一家人的感觉。
So this is how one family should be like.
所以呢，我们除了挂名牌、互相认识名字，再来就是有一种关怀的动作跟语言。
So therefore, other than putting on name tags, knowing each other's names, we must also have some action to show that we care.
我们不要一直等着别人来关怀我。
Do not wait for others to care for you.
我们该可以主动的也去关怀别人。
You should be more proactive to care for others.
这样子我们之间呢就有一个互动。
Therefore, there are interactions.
再来呢，我们除了这种名字的认识以外
，other than simply knowing the names，
有的教会呢也推动了哈利路亚打招呼的运动。
There are some churches who also have the campaign of Hallelujah greeting.
我们呢人跟人见面呢都会问安，你好吗？
When we meet each other, we greet each other saying hi and how are you?
我们台湾话讲的比较通俗一点哦，人见面的都问说吃饱没哈，你吃饱了没有？
In Taiwan, people tend to ask this common question when they meet, have you eaten?
好奇怪哈，为什么台湾人碰面都问说你吃了没有？好像吃是最重要的一件事情啊，你吃了没？就表示说你的生活是安定的，你有得吃啊。
When they ask the question, have you eaten? It's they're asking, do you have a good life?
我刚开始在学法文的时候问我的法国老师，问说一见面就问他你吃饭了没有？我用那个台湾话的那种打招呼方式问他你吃饭了没有？他吓一跳啊。
And when I was learning from my French teacher, I asked him, using Chinese or translating to French, have you eaten? He was very amazed by my greeting.
你为什么问我吃过了？你难道要请我吃饭吗？
He asked, why did you ask, have I eaten? Are you going to take me out for a meal?
没有啊，你吃你的，我吃我的，为什么要请你吃饭呢？
I said, no, you eat yours and I'll eat mine. Why should I treat you?
那是因为我们台湾人的问候的方式都是这样问啊，吃饱没？
I explained to him that's how we in Taiwan greet each other. Have you eaten?
所以呢，这是一种不同文化有不同的打招呼方式。
Different cultures have different ways of greeting.
但是现在我们来到属灵的大家庭，我们的打招呼方式是什么呢？
But now that we have come into the spiritual household, what is our way of greeting?
这是真耶稣教会一个传统啊，就是用哈利路亚来打招呼。
This is a tradition in the True Jesus Church. We greet each other with the word Hallelujah.
所以哈利路亚是我们赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
因此我们人跟人见面打招呼呢，就是哈利路亚，一起来赞美神，这是个非常好的一个方式。
Therefore, when we meet each other, we both say Hallelujah. This is a perfect way to greet each other and to praise the name of God.
所以当我们见面的时候呢，有一个哈利路亚点个头，这是一个非常好的打招呼方式。那这就是一个教会一家人的感觉。
And therefore, when we meet each other and we say Hallelujah, this is a perfect way to greet each other, to have this feeling of one family.
所以呢，我们呢应该如何学习从小就让我们的孩子来到教会，能够用哈利路亚跟每个人来打招呼。
Therefore, we should train our children while they are young to greet each other with the word Hallelujah.
当我们能够常常用哈利路亚来打招呼的时候，我们的内心是赞美神，我们也是感谢神。
And when we learned to greet each other with the word Hallelujah, we are praising God at the same time as being grateful to Him.
同样的，家人有人生病了，我们也要为他祷告。
And same thing, if there are members in the family who are ill, we pray for them.
我们有时候打个电话也可以做得到这样的关怀。
And sometimes we can also show our concern by giving them a phone call.
我们教会都有这种电话簿。
We have a directory for the church.
所以呢，我们只要知道谁生病了，现在传道在讲台上已经唱名为某某人祷告。
But if you know that some members are ill, especially when the preacher has asked members for intercession,
我们只要打个电话为他祷告，然后关怀他。
We could give them a call, pray for them, and show our concern.
我们就不是外人，而是一家人。
This means that you're no longer a stranger, but a member of a household.
第二个呢，他说我们不再做客旅。
Second, Paul says you're no longer sojourners.
客旅呢是一种暂时的一个过客。
Sojourners means you are a temporary guest.
我们到某个地方去观光旅行，不管是住在 hotel 住多久，总是要离开，要回我们自己的家。
When you go on vacation, no matter how long you stay at a hotel, you are still there temporary because you have to go home at the end.
所以呢，住在旅馆里面，这就是一种暂时的居住，我们没有归属感的。
Living in a hotel is temporary. You should not feel that you're rooted there.
我们对这个环境也不会有向心力。
And you also don't feel very at home in that environment.
所以呢，这个旅馆呢的好或坏是他家的事，跟我无关。
Therefore, whatever happens at the hotel, that is the business of the hotel.
但是现在我们来到神的家里，我们不是客旅。
But now that you have come to the house of God, you are no longer a sojourner.
我们乃是住在这家里的一份子。
You are a member of this household who lives in this household.
我们每个人都是主人。
We are all masters.
我们来到这个家，既然都是主人，我们就要主动的去关怀啊，外地来的。
And coming to this household, you are a master. Therefore, you should take the responsibility to greet others who are from outside.
那什么外地来的就是还没有信主的这些慕道朋友。
What is meant for people from outside are people who have not believed in Christ.
这些慕道朋友是我们的客人。
These true seekers are our guests.
我们每一位弟兄姐妹受洗了，我们都是家人，都是主人，我们就有责任去接待客人。
Every member who has been baptized into the Lord is a master, and therefore you have the responsibility to welcome your guests.
所以我们的这些慕道朋友来到教会是我们的客人，我们应该如何让他们有宾至如归的感觉，让他们有一种非常舒服的一种被接待的一个爱心。
So when true seekers come to the church, you as a master of this house, how do you extend your welcome so that your true seeker friends can feel that they are at ease and at home?
因此呢，我们今天要做主人呢，我们要如何去关心这个家庭？
Therefore, as a master of this household, how do you care for this family?
既然是这个家人啊，是主人，我们对这个家庭啊的内外环境，当然要去打扫干净。
And as master of this household, of course, you have the responsibility to clean the environment of this place.
感谢神，我们教会都有安排清洁的工作。
We thank God that we have a cleaning team in the church.
常常我看到有弟兄姐妹拿着吸尘器呢，啊，是在会堂里面来吸。
I frequently see brothers and sisters using the vacuum cleaners to clean the carpets.
或者是在厨房要弟兄姐妹帮忙洗碗。
Or I've seen brothers and sisters helping out with the dishwashing in the kitchen.
因为我们是家人，我们是这个家庭的人，所以我们有责任来维护这个环境的干净。
Because we are a member of this household, therefore it is our responsibility to ensure the cleanliness of this place.
既然如此呢，教会有什么工作，我们应该要承担，应该来负责。
For the same reason, whatever responsibility that the church has assigned you, you must take it.
所以呢，教会的圣工如果找不到人来做，那真的是我们每一位弟兄姐妹都要检讨的事情。
And if the church cannot find members to participate in a certain holy work, then it is time for us to re-examine ourselves.
当然，有的信徒说我非常忙碌啊，我没有时间来做。
Of course, we have members who say that they are busy, they have no time.
但是呢，有时候这是真正的理由吗？还是说这只是一个借口？
But sometimes we have to wonder, is this the real reason or is this an excuse?
其实是因为没有对这个教会的归属感。
But it all boils down to because they have no feeling of being a member of this family.
也不看重这个做圣工的价值。
And they do not value the work of the holy work.
因此呢，我们好好的来看重这个家庭的圣工。
Therefore, it is time for us to emphasize the importance of holy work in this church.
所以不论我们在这里要住多久，
No matter how long you're going to stay in this household,
既然我们都是真耶稣教会的信徒，
Since we are all members of the true Jesus Church,
我们都是神的儿女，
We are all children of God.
我们不论在什么地方啊，大家都是一家人，
No matter where you are, we are still one family.
就应该主动的付出来关怀这个家庭的一切。
Therefore, you should proactively give your time and your care and concern for this house. For
至少呢，我们在这里住多久，我们就能够担任做一些服事的工作。
At least for the time that you are here, you are able to take some responsibility to serve your family.
所以呢，有个心理学的一个研究报告。
There was a psychological report that states.
他说人对一个团体呢，到底有没有归属感？
Does a person feel that he or she belong to an organization?
就是看他有没有对这个团体有了一些付出跟贡献。
The way to find out is to see whether that person actually gives something to the organization.
如果他对这个团体有一些付出跟贡献呢，他就会觉得这个地方是属于他的地方。
If the member contributes to the organization, then they will feel that they are a part of the organization.
他自然就会觉得他对这个团体有归属感。
And of course, they feel that they are a part or a member.
而这个团体就是我们的家，就是我们的教会。
And this organization is our family and our church.
那既然是我的家，我就应该贡献。
Since this is my family, then I should contribute.
这也是我一个长大成人应该有的表现。
This is also an action that as a grown-up I should have.
我们来看同样的以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我们看十一节。
Let's start from verse 11.
他所侍的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
11. And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers.
12节。12. 为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
12. To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
13节。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
13. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness.
保罗在这里继续用一种身体的比喻呢，来描写一个教会的成长。
So here, Paul continues to use this analogy of a body to the development of a church.
他说我们在这个身体里面，每一个弟兄姐妹都是一个肢体。
It says here that as members of the church, each and every one of us is a part of the body of Christ.
那不同的肢体会有不同的功能。
Different parts of the body have different functions.
眼睛有眼睛的功能。
The eyes have its function to see.
那个手有手的功能。
The hands have its functions.
脚有脚的功能。
Feet have their function.
那么不同的功能呢，这互相来帮助来完成身体所要做的事情。
Each part of the body functions in its own way to assemble a body together.
所以各尽其职。
So every part does its own job.
来共同来建立基督的身体，就是教会。
And together they built up the body of Christ, which is the church.
最后我们众人就能够在真道上同归于一。
And finally at the end, we can unite together in the faith.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And we can mature to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以我们每一个人个人啊，我们都要长大成人。
So, each and every one of us must mature and grow up.
我们不要再做小孩了。
We should no longer be like children.
所以十四节就说，使我们不要再做小孩，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Verse 14 says, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the cunning of men, by the craftiness and deceitful wiles.
因此我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们不要再做小孩子了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us no longer be little children.
当然这里讲的呢，并不是违背了主耶稣所说的那个回转谦卑像小孩子的样式。
The children here does not contradict what our Lord Jesus said to be like a child.
因为原来主耶稣说的是谦卑像小孩子就能够进神的国。
Because what the Lord Jesus meant was we must be humble like little children so that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那是讲到小孩的优点。
Jesus was referring to the virtues of children.
但是现在保罗讲的是做小孩子的另外的一些缺点。
But here Paul refers to the bad things of being a child.
因为小孩子呢，就是没有智慧，会容易受欺骗。
Because a child is young and innocent, and they can be deceived easily.
所以呢，不要再做小孩子，不要再被欺骗，随从各样的异端。
Therefore, do not be like children. Do not be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
而且呢，要能够长进。
And they must improve.
就是要长大成人。
They must grow up and improve in their knowledge.
我们在这个教会，在这个家庭里面，不要再做小孩子。
In this household, in this family, we should no longer be like children.
当然呢，身体一定会长大，这才是一个正常的现象。
Of course, our body will grow and mature. This is a normal stage.
我们呢，信主多久了？我们应该要长大了，不应该做小孩子了。
With the number of years that you have believed in the Lord, you should also gradually grow up and be an adult.
我们说刚受洗的，好像是小婴孩刚在出生，因为是受洗是重生，好像是属灵的小婴孩一样。
We say that newly baptized members are like babies because the day that they are baptized is the day that they have been reborn.
所以呢，刚出生的婴孩当然要喝奶。
As children, as babies who were just born, of course, they can only take milk.
但是慢慢的长大以后就可以吃干粮。
But as they mature, gradually they can start to take solid food.
就是我们今天呢受洗了，我们应该要长大。
And now that you have been baptized, you must mature and grow up.
而长大呢，跟小婴孩呢有一个很大的不一样的地方。
And there is a difference between a grown up and a baby.
当个小婴孩呢，他是没有办法来照顾自己，他需要大人的照顾。
A baby cannot take care of itself, it needs the help of adults.
小孩子自己也不会去冲牛奶啊，啊，他也不会洗澡啊，啊，甚至上个厕所都要父母亲来帮忙照顾。
A child does not know how to bathe itself, does not know how to feed itself.
啊，但是我们如果长大了，我们就要学习照顾自己，更能够去照顾别人。
But now that we have grown up, we must learn to take care of ourselves and also to take care of others.
当我们如果还是小孩子的话，我们在教会只想要啊，得到别人对我们的照顾跟付出。
If you're still a child, then you're only hoping that people will take care of you.
但是我们要长大。
But you must grow up.
我们要转换一个态度跟思考。
You must change your mentality.
反过来要想，我能够为这个家庭做什么？
You must think about what you can do to contribute to this family.
我能够来为这个家庭来付出什么？
What can you do for your family?
这是一个大人才能够有的思考。
This is a way that an adult thinks.
所以我们应该不要再做小孩，要做大人，来为这个家庭来付出跟贡献。
Therefore, we should no longer be like children, rather we should be adults so that we can contribute and offer to this family.
所以保罗曾经提到主耶稣所说过的一句话。
Paul once mentioned a statement from our Lord Jesus.
他说呢，施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
这里保罗呢跟以弗所的长老们啊要告别所讲的一段话。
Here Paul was saying his farewell to the elders of the church in Ephesus.
那么在告别的这一段啊话语里面讲到他自己的啊榜样。
In his farewell, he talked about himself, the examples that his experience.
我们来看《使徒行传》二十章
，Acts chapter 20，
三十三节
，Verse 33。
二十章三十三节
，Acts chapter 20 verse 33。
我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。
I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel。
三十四，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需要。需用，这是你们自己知道的。
34. You yourselves know that these hands minister to my necessities and to those who were with me.
35. 我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
35. In all things I have shown you that by so toiling one must help the weak, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
36. 保罗说完了这话，就跪下同众人祷告。
36. And when he had spoken thus, he knelt down and prayed with them all.
37. 众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项，和他亲嘴。
37. And they all wept and embraced Paul and kissed him.
38. 叫他们最伤心的就是他说以后不能再见我的面那句话，于是送他上船去了。
38. Sorrowing most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they should see his face no more, and they brought him to the ship.
这里记载就是保罗、啊、跟以弗所的长老们要告别。
Here is the farewell between Paul and the elders in the church of
Ephesus. 交代他们最后的一段话。
Here is the last portion of his farewell
speech. 那最后呢，就跟他们啊。离开了、啊、以后就不能够再见面了。
And Paul said to them that after he has departed, they will no longer see him.
在他讲的这一段话里面，最后的就是讲他自己的榜样。
And the things that he said at the very end was his own example.
他说：“我自己未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。”
He said, "I myself, I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel."
当然呢、啊，如果弟兄姐妹啊赠送给他的礼物呢啊。而且强迫他一定要接受的，他也只好接受。这是保罗、啊、用感恩的心来领受他们的礼物。
And of course, this is acceptance to the gifts that the members insist that Paul takes, and with a grateful heart, Paul would accept them.
领受、啊、弟兄姐妹给他的礼物之外，他绝对没有去贪图，去多要了一些东西。
But other than accepting the gifts that the members insist that he takes, Paul never coveted others' silver or gold or apparel.
反而他用他两只手、啊啊、来供给他自己跟其他同工的一些需要。
And furthermore, he would use his two hands to work to earn money so that he can provide for himself and for his fellow co-workers.
有人说呢，保罗他用他的双手来、啊搭啊、支帐篷。
There are some who said that Paul uses two hands to make tents.
因为呢，啊，当时保罗他们从小呢都要学一个专门的技术来养活自己。
And people in those days, they must learn some kind of skills at a young age to support themselves.
啊，所以保罗呢是能够制造帐篷的人。
So Paul had learned the skill of making tents.
我们看一下十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 18.
十八章第三节。
Chapter 18, verse 3.
同样的，使徒行传十八章第三节。
Chapter 18, verse 3 of the book of Acts.
他们本是制造帐篷为业，保罗因与他们同业，就和他们同住做工。
3. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they worked, for by trade they were tent makers.
所以当时有啊，百基拉跟啊亚基拉这对夫妻啊，来到了意大啊，来到了亚来到了哥林多。
At that time, the couple Aquila and Priscilla came to the city of Corinth.
那么保罗就跟他们是同业的。
Paul and this couple were of the same trade.
就是制造帐篷为业。
They were tent makers.
因此就跟他们同住，一起做工。
So he stayed with them and worked with them.
保罗能够制造帐篷啊，就用这个来养活自己跟他的同工。
And Paul knows the skill of making a tent, and so he used his skill to provide a living for himself and for his co-workers.
所以呢，他凡事给信徒做榜样。
So in all things, he has provided an example to the members.
又纪念主耶稣的话说，要施比受更为有福。
And he remembered the words of our Lord Jesus that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们今天在教会里面就是要啊实行这句主耶稣的话语。
And in the church today, we should practice the statement of the Lord.
我们不要只是等着别人来关心我们。
Do not wait for others to care for you.
那只是在领受而已。
That is only receiving.
那是一个小孩子。他自己不懂得照顾自己，也不会去照顾别人。
That would be the behavior of a child who does not know how to take care of himself.
也不会去照顾别人。
Nor would a child take care of others.
但是我们要像主耶稣所说的这句话啊，施比受更为有福。
But we must behave like what our Lord Jesus said. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我已经长大了。
I am now a grown up.
我可以为这个家庭做一点事情。
I can now do something for my
family. 我可以去照顾别人，也可以照顾自己。
I can take care of others as well as take care of myself.
啊，冬啊，天气凉了啊，我要加件外套。
When the weather turned cold, and I know that I should put on an extra sweater.
哦，要不然就会感冒生病咳嗽。
Otherwise, I would catch a cold.
所以我自己早上起床就赶快加件外套。
So I know that when I wake up in the morning, I should put on a sweater.
同样的，我也会照顾别人啊。当别人睡着了，我会帮他盖件棉被、盖件衣服给他，让他不会着凉。
And at the same time, I know that I must take care of others. So when I see others have fallen asleep, I should pull up a blanket for them or make sure that they are well covered.
因此呢，我们在家庭里面呢，已经是大人，我们就懂得来关心我们的家人。
Hence, now that we are a grown up in this family, it is our turn.To take care of our family members.
再来呢，一个客旅呢，啊，他是没有长久的计划的，他都是短程的。我在你住两个礼啊，两天、三天、一个礼拜，我就要离开的。
Next, a sojourner does not stay in one place for long. They're there temporarily for a couple of weeks.
但是我们是这个家庭的主人的话，我们对我们的家庭未来的发展有长远的计划。
But as members or as masters of this household, we're going to stay here permanently and we should have plans for our family.
因此我们教会的发展呢，也应该要啊向神祷告，求神带领，有一个长远的发展计划。
Therefore, we should pray to our Lord to guide us in our long-term plans.
我们的人才要做培训。
We must train our members.
我们要来甘心乐意的奉献，才能够有财富啊财力来做圣工。
We must willingly offer to the church so that we have the finances to carry out our long-term plans.
所以呢，我们要有钱，也要有人。
Therefore, we must have the talent as well as the finance.
我们就能够来做长远的计划，来啊从事一些发展的圣工。
With these two elements, we can make our long-term plans and carry them out.
因为呢，这个是神的家，是我们有责任啊来发展这个圣工。
Because this is the house of God, it is our responsibility to develop.This church.
我们不再是客旅。
We are no longer soldiers.
那既然是神家里的人，
as members of God's household,
主耶稣是我们的大家长。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the parent.
我们要凡事尊主为大。
And in all things, we must respect him.
这个教会呢，我们常常用一种神政民主制，就是这个是神啊，是最大的。
In the church, we must recognize that God is the head of the family.
我们一切的啊讨论呢，都一定回归到神的面前啊，求神的带领。
And all of our discussions are brought back to the Lord.
就像呢啊，玛利亚她得到天使对她启示说，她要怀孕，要生一个孩子。
Just like Mary, she was revealed by an angel that she is to conceive and to give birth to a child.
本来她也是很害怕，说我都还没有结婚呢，我怎么可能怀孕呢？
But initially she was scared because she knew that she's not married, so how could she have a child?
而且这个时候呢，一怀孕之后，我可能会遭受别人的误会，会有一个非常不好的名声啊。
At the same time, if she were to conceive and carry a child, then she will be treated differently by others.
所以呢，约瑟呢，听到这个玛利亚竟然怀孕了，这是一个跟别人呐 跟别的男人呐、发生关系才会怀孕，就是把它当作是一个。已经是淫乱的一个妇人一样。
And when Joseph heard that Mary was conceived and had carrying a child, he thought that she had a relationship with another man.
因此呢，要把她暗暗的休了，离婚了。
And so suddenly he would like to divorce from her.
但是后来天使也告诉约瑟说，这是从圣灵而来的怀孕。
But the angel also appeared to Joseph, telling him that this child was from God.
但是玛利亚当时呢，心里非常的困惑，为什么这个事情要临到我身上
？Mary herself was puzzled. Why would this fall on me?
但是最后她明白，原来这是有神特别的计划，这是一个救恩的计划在她身上。
Finally, she understood that this is part of the salvation plan of the Lord, and it had fallen upon her shoulders.
最后呢，她就祷告，讲了这么一句话。
From then on, she prayed and she said.
我们看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
四十六节。
Verse 46.
玛利亚本来非常的困惑。
Mary initially was very puzzled.
而且她很害怕。
And she was afraid.
她如果真的这样怀孕之后，她面对一个这么大的社会压力。
If she were to carry the child, then she would be looked upon differently by others.
但是最后她的祷告，我们看四十六节。
But finally, in her prayer, in verse 46,
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大。”
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
四十七，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
47, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
四十八，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为。称我有福。
48. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed.
49. 那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
49. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
所以玛利亚在这里，他就明白了，要尊主为大，要顺服神的旨意。
So Mary here understands that she must respect the Lord and magnifies the Lord.
人都是卑微的。
We humans are all of a humble nature.
因此我们在教会呢，在参与教会的圣工的时候，我们彼此之间互相的尊重，最后呢，要回归到神的旨意。
Therefore, as we do holy work, we must respect one another and ensure that all our decisions are brought before the Lord.
我们要回归到圣经的真理。
We must return to the truth of the Bible.
每一个人都能够尊主为大。
That everyone should magnify the Lord.
每个人都知道自己的卑微，只是一个仆人。
Everyone must know that they are of lowly nature, stature, and they are only servants.
我们只是仆人，我们没有什么权利去管辖别人。
We are servants, therefore we have no right over others.
我们彼此间都是仆人的身份而已。我们的主人是天上的神。
All of us are servants. Our master is God in heaven.
所以我们之间有什么样的不同的意见不能够再吵下去，我们就是一起祷告，一起回到神的面前，看看神的带领是什么。
Therefore, whatever contention that we have among ourselves, we should bring it to the Lord to let him decide.
因为呢，神才是我们的家长。
Because, God is our parent.
在教会里面虽然也有组织，也有一些管理的这些层次跟系统。
And even though there is some sort of a hierarchy in the church as well,
但是呢，这跟外面的公司企业是不一样的。
But the hierarchy of the church is very different from the hierarchy and
不管在社会上，在公司企业里面有所谓的分上下的权力关系。
In a business, there is the division of authority and power.
但是在教会的组织各部门只是一个分工、啊、合作的联系关系。
But in the organization of the church, all divisions are only cooperating with one another.
我们有功能的差别。
There is a difference of function.
而没有权力的大小。
There is no difference of authority and power.
因为教会是一个家。
Because the church is a family.
是一个、啊、讲神的爱、神的旨意的地方。
This is a place where we talk about the love of God and the will of God.
所以我们弟兄姐妹呢、啊、不要停止聚会。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us not stop.
我们该常常来参加这个聚会、啊、来跟这个家人、啊、互相的联系。
We should come to the church more often so that we can be connected to the members of this house.
因为我们本来就是一家人。
Because we are one family.
那接着呢，我们每个人都是家人，就没有所谓的、啊啊、可以放弃的一个人。
And since we're all members of the same household, then there is no one that we can give up.
既然每个人都已经得到主耶稣的拣选，才能够进入这个家庭里面。
Since everyone has been elected by the Lord, therefore you have entered into this household.
我们就不应该用世俗的角度跟啊。评价来、啊、论断一个人的好混坏跟被、啊归啊、尊贵或者卑贱。
We should not judge any member of this household using the standards of the world.
不管呢一个人呢、啊啊、他曾经有些什么样的软弱。
No matter how weak a person used to be.
但是他今天已经得到主耶稣的救赎，已经进入这个家庭。
Today that person has received the salvation of the Lord and has entered into this household.
我们要用主耶稣的爱、啊、也来接纳这样的弟兄姐妹。
Then we should accept this member with the love of God.
我们来看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Book of Romans chapter 15.
第七节。
Verse 7.
罗马书十五章第七节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 7.
我们先看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves.
第二节。
Two.
我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德性。
Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to edify him.
第三节，因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Three, for Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach thee follow me.
第七节。
Seven.
所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
Welcome one another, therefore, as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God.
所以我们这里要像保罗所说的呢，坚固的人、啊、有信心的人应该来担当那个软弱的人的软弱。
So as what Paul had said over here, we who are strong, we ought to carry the failings of those who are weak.
不求自己的喜悦。
Let us not ask to please ourselves.
我们要求邻舍的喜悦，使他得益处。
Let us please each of our neighbor so that they can be edified.
所以还是要回到我们刚所说的，要做大人，如何去照顾别人。
AndGoing back to what we have said earlier, that we should become adults so that we can take care of others.
我们既然是弟兄姐妹，
since we're all brothers and sisters,
就像我们肉身的弟兄姐妹的关系，是爸爸妈妈把我们生下来，我们就成为弟兄姐妹。
It's just like our own siblings that our parents gave birth to all of us so that we become brothers and sisters.
这种弟兄姐妹的关系不是我可以选择的。
This relationship is not one that you can choose.
也不是我可以去排斥的。
A one that you can't deny.
因为我的兄弟姐妹也是父母亲生下来的，所以他就成为我的弟兄姐妹。
Because my siblings were also born of the same parents, and therefore they are related to me by blood.
现在我们的天父，他也让拣选了啊啊某某人，他成为我的弟兄姐妹。
And now that the God in heaven has chosen so this person so that he or she can become our brothers and sisters.
所以这种弟兄姐妹的关系不是我能够选择，也不是我能够去排斥的。
Therefore, this relationship cannot I have no right to choose, nor do I have the right to deny.
因为这是天父所拣选的、啊、他所、啊、带来的这样的关系。
Because this is a selection of the Lord, and as a result, we now have this relationship.
那既然是如此，我只能用主耶稣的爱来爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And as such, I can only use the love of Christ to love my fellow brothers and sisters.
所以呢，有软弱，我们要如何去包容，如何去接纳？
Therefore, if someone is weak, we must carry and forbear.
就像主耶稣也是接纳我，包容我的软弱一样。
Just like the way our Lord Jesus Christ has carried us and forbear us.
虽然我是很不可爱，
even though I may not be loved.
但是主耶稣也是爱我。
But our Lord Jesus loved me just the same.
我也曾经犯过错误。
And we have made mistakes before.
我也曾经软弱不来教会。
We have been weak before as well.
我记得呢，我离开家乡到北部去念大学的时候。
I remember when I left my hometown to go to the northern part of the country.
那时候呢，念第一个学期在一个大学新的环境那时候也是一个新的教会。
And it was my first term in a new university and in a strange.Place.
那时候我觉得好自由已经不再有那种上教会的压力了。
And the church was newly established, so at that time I felt that I'm free because I no longer have this pressure of keep going to church.
我可以去做我想做的事情了。
I now have the freedom to do whatever I want.
结果开始呢，有一些安息日也不去教会聚会了。
Therefore, on some Sabbath days, I don't even go to church.
就这样经过了一个学期。
And after a term,
结果后来呢，我在教会碰到了另外一位大哥。
I met another older member at the church.
这位大哥看到我说，哎呀，某某弟兄好久没有看到你来教会了。
And this older brother said to me, Brother so-and-so, I haven't seen you for a long time.
我那时候觉得好像我的一些软弱的被他看见了，很丢脸。
At that time, I felt that I have exposed all my weaknesses, and I felt embarrassed.
我那时候低着头呢，准备挨骂。
And at that time, I was going to bow down my head and accept whatever rebuke that comes to me.
我想这个大哥是不是准备开始要骂我？说你怎么不聚会？你怎么这么软弱？你这样。
I thought this member was going to rebuke me, saying, "Why don't you come to church? Why are you so weak?" And so and so.
所以准备要被骂的时候
，As I was preparing myself to be rebuked,
结果没有想到这个大哥呢，竟然跟我讲了一句温暖的话。
But unexpectedly, this older member actually said to me,
他说：“哎呀，刚到一个新的环境。”都会有这样的一段时间放纵一下，但是现在能够回来就好了。
He said, "This is a new environment for you, and therefore it is expected of you to be a little lacking. And therefore, as long as you have come back to the fold, it's wonderful to see you again."
所以以后就常常来就好了。
If you can keep coming to church, that would be great.
当时我听了真的很感动。
When I heard these words, I was very moved.
因为呢，我们教会呢，以前常常有一种。好像法利赛人的那种批判的眼光在批判其他的人。
Because in the olden days in the church, there used to be this feeling that members seem to be like Pharisees, that they like to judge people.
好像呢，要求别人要圣洁，要公义。
It seems that the church expects all members to be holy.
要求别人要热心要聚会敬拜神。
And the church requests all members be fervent to fear the Lord.
前的礼拜六安息聚会的话，连礼拜三、礼拜五晚上聚会都应该要来。
Not only should members attend the services on the Sabbath day, but they also expect members to attend services on Wednesdays and Fridays.
要聚会就一定要来，这叫做热心的聚会。
And as long as there are services, the church expects members to come and attend every one of them, and that is what they meant by being fervent.
但是其实每个人的生活环境真的是不一样。
But in fact, everybody has a different lifestyle.
我们不应该用所谓的标准的眼光去要求任何一个人。
There should be no standard measure for everybody.
如果有的人他的那个教会是每天晚上都有聚会。
If there's a church that has services every day,
我从小长大的那个教会就是每天晚上都有聚会，连礼拜天晚上都有聚会。
The church that I grew up has services every night, including Sunday night.
所以每天晚上都有聚会。如果一个热心的信徒叫每天都要参加聚会。
So if a church has services every night, then a fervent member should attend services every night.
所以我们就不能用聚会的次数多少呢来评论一个人热心不热心了。
Hence, we cannot use the number of attendance of a member to judge whether the member is fervent or not.
可是以前呢，我从小到大就被灌输这样的观念，所以好像不聚会我就是不热心，我就是对不起神，对不起弟兄姐妹。
And that's the way I was brought up. If you don't attend church every night, then you're not fervent, and you've fallen short of God, and you've fallen short of the church.
但是后来我知道，神对我们的是内心诚实用我们的心灵来敬拜神。
But later I understood that God wants us to worship Him with our heart.
安息日是一定要分别为圣、归给神的日子。
The Sabbath day is a day that has been hallowed, and therefore we must give this day over to our Lord.
那晚间聚会，我们要尽量拨时间，可以来就来，多多学习神的道理，这是一件好事。
And as for the evening services, if you have the time, you should come and attend, because it is good for you to come to draw close to the Lord.
但是对于有困难不能来的人，也不用异样眼光去批判他们。
But for members who are not able to attend the evening services, we should not judge them.
所以教会是一家人，要彼此接纳，彼此的了解。
The church is one family. We should try to understand each other, and we should try to accept one another.
所以我知道我曾经软弱。
I know that I used to be weak.
啊，所以我会可以体贴别人的软弱。
So I can understand the weaknesses of others.
我也曾经有一段时间不上教会。
There was also a period of time that I didn't go to church.
我也知道那些不来教会的人，他们遇到的困难是什么。
Therefore, I understand the problems that members who do not come to church they experience.
这时候我们要用更多的爱去挽回他，去包容他。
At this time, we should use more love to care for them, to call them back.
而不是用犀利的言语呢去刺激、去伤害一个人、去批判一个人，这样反而是把他推得更远，而不是把他拉进来。
It is not the time for us to use harsh words to rebuke them. By doing so, you will only be driving them further away from the church.
是应该用爱来把它挽回。
You should use love to call them back.
用更多的爱来感动他。
To use more love to move them.
这是一个家人应该有的关系。
This is the care and concern that as a member of this family we should have.
因此呢，我们已经来到神的家了。
Now that we have come to this household of God.
我们已经是弟兄姐妹的关系了。
We now have the relationship of a brother and sister.
这个家是我们所谓的避风的港口。
This house is a safety harbor for us.
是我们休息和整理自己的地方。
It is a place where we rest and we prepare ourselves.
同样的，教会也是我们的家。
Same thing, the church is our house as well.
是我们的灵性能够归回安息。
It is a place where our spirituality can find its peace and rest.
能够得到平静安稳来重新得力的地方。
It is a place that our spirituality can find strength.
所以我们应该回家。
Therefore, we should return home.
回家里面得到温暖，重新再出发。
To return home to find the warmth of home, and so that we can once again be energized.
这才是一个家的一个目的啊。
So that is the purpose of having a house.
这是神的家所要带给我们的帮助。
Our home, and therefore this is where the house of God is going to help us.
我们知道自己凭着个人一个人的力量，真的要奔跑天国的道路很困难。
We understand that it is very difficult for one person to enter into the heavenly kingdom all by himself.
因为在这条天国的道路上，常常有撒旦魔鬼要找机会来吞吃我们。
Because on this journey to the heavenly kingdom, Satan will find all ways to attack you.
所以我们如果还是只有一个人孤孤单单来走这个天国的道路，很危险。
Therefore, if you are by yourself, then you will find that it's very dangerous for you to be traveling on this road by yourself.
所以我们一定在神的家里面找到我们属灵的弟兄姐妹成为我们好的同伴，一起来奔跑天国的道路。
Therefore, in this family of God, you must find companions to travel this path together with you.
所以保罗才会说，我们不要做外人和客旅。
And hence Paul says, "Do not be strangers and sojourners."
我们是神家里的人。
We are a member of this household of God.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
390